Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I posted this poll at Grant H. Paulson today. New mile marker, new benchmark for the Commanders and this fan base after pro days completed of the elite quarterbacks that they're considering taking at the top of the board. I thought this would be a good time to just take a temperature, see where everybody's at. What do you want them to do with the number two pick? We've talked about this in different ways at different points over the last several weeks. Draft Jaden Daniels, draft Drake May, draft J.J. McCarthy, or trade back. Those are the four options I provided. Now, there are some others that there's probably a handful of people out there that want Bo Nix number two.
Or an offensive lineman at two.
Of course. But of the most likely options, I decided trade back's more likely than trading up. And then it's Daniels, May, and McCarthy. So having garnered now a little over 2,000 votes, and the more people that vote, I think the more indicative of how you guys feel the poll is, so you can go vote now on X at Grant H. Paulson if you would. But we're sitting at 43.3% draft Drake May, 39.4% draft Jaden Daniels. That's pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about tens of people difference with a couple thousand votes. Meanwhile, about 5% of people want J.J. McCarthy, and 12% want to trade back. So if you're eliminating one of these, it seems like the least supported idea from the fan base right now is to draft McCarthy. And there's a lot of helium for him, climbing the board, flying upwards. There's also plenty of people now linking him to Washington. I know a guy we had on recently, Eric Edholm of NFL Network,
yep,
actually did a new mock today where he had Washington not trading back for McCarthy.
Staying at two and taking McCarthy.
Taking him second.
Yeah.
So that's only 5%. But otherwise, of the big three, if you will, 43% say take Drake May, who they were at the pro day for yesterday. 39% say Jaden Daniels. That's kind of the infight within the organization, mm-hmm, as to who do you want. And then 12% say trade back.
Yeah, this is it's indicative because it's like, you know, a new article or a new mock or a new nugget, whether it's real or imagined, comes out. And then everybody, I don't say everybody, but many folks kind of change their minds, et cetera. We all have our preferences on this, certainly. But the salient thing here is that, well, for me at least, I don't necessarily care about individual decision makers. And here's what I mean. I like Adam Peters a lot. I'm glad he's here. I'm thrilled that, in fact, that Adam Peters is here. It was the most important thing that they've done since Josh Harris and company took over was to hire Adam Peters. If Adam Peters flops and he fails, I don't have any allegiance to Adam Peters. In other words, to me, I don't care about him doing something that's safe for him. That's like a low ceiling but high floor type move for him. That's what's plagued this organization for so long. What was good for Ron Rivera wasn't always good for the team, if that makes sense. So to me, the approach that I have is I'm rooting for the next general manager in 4 years, 5 years, 10 years, whatever. I want the highest ceiling thing possible because if it doesn't work, that's fine by me. The next guy, or maybe this guy gets another chance, whatever. I want the next highest ceiling thing. So the whole point to me isn't to be fine. The whole point to me is to be great. It's a long way of saying that some people who are risk averse when you're in this big spot because things have blown up in the past, see Robert Griffin or see Heath Shuler or, you know, name your draft pick, they want something that's a little bit safer. I don't care about safety. I know it's a long way of getting to the point where I'm going, I want the highest ceiling thing because if it falls flat on its face, let's do this again in 2 years.
I'm trying to track it all. I think we think the same thing. I'm going to succinctly say where I'm at and you tell me if we agree. I want the best quarterback possible at number two. Is that the same as what you just said? I mean, I'm not afraid of missing on a quarterback at number two, so I'm going to move back and take the safer offensive lineman and give myself more bites at the apple. I rarely pick this high. It's hard to get to pick second. The fact that they're doing it twice in a handful of years is frankly semi-stunning. They hadn't picked second before the Chase Young pick in 2020 since they took LeVar Arrington 20 years before that. Normally you wait decades to get another crack at this. And it's very rare that there's this many good options at the quarterback position that high in the draft. So like if you go back to the last time they picked second, as an example, the LeVar Arrington year, you didn't have Jaden Daniels and Drake May staring at you at number two. Now, Herbert, as it turned out, ended up being excellent, and you could have taken him. Tua is solid as well, but I think that's kind of scheme and McDaniel created. I guess we'll see eventually. Helps to have Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill.
It does.
But you still had okay options as it was there, and I still think these two guys are better prospects coming out maybe than those guys were. Go back to the LeVar Arrington draft where it was Courtney Brown and LeVar in the top couple picks. You didn't have Jaden Daniels and Drake May staring at you. So to pick second in a year where the quarterbacks are revered like this class is, where we're considering four to be fairly unique and six to be really good, potentially longtime starters in the NFL, and it won't work out that way, but that's the prospect profile of this group. This is a gift for them. This is a great situation. Take advantage of that and try to hit a home run. You got to get into the box and you got to swing. If you just sit it out and go, oh, I might strike out. No kidding. They've been striking out for 30 years. You got a chance to try to hit one over the fence right here and right now. That's better than the normal chances you get.
So, of course, we'd all rubber stamp. Yes, we all want the best quarterback. And I guess here's my distinction even within that I'm trying to get to. The guy that's the best in September of 2024 may not be the guy with the highest ceiling over the next 5 years.
Yeah, but I don't think anybody anywhere would draft a guy just because he's the best in September. When I say the best quarterback, I mean the guy that will be the best player at that position years from now is what you're seeking. The best player at quarterback, when we look back on this class, that's what you're trying to figure out right now. You cross Caleb Williams off the list because he's not going to be there. Now, Daniels versus May versus McCarthy versus Penix versus Nix. Anybody else that you want to talk about? Which of those guys ends up being the best QB? That's who you're trying to find.
Yeah, I guess, so let me even try to parse it up further. I'm basically saying there's a guy that's got a great chance to be really good for the sake of argument. I'll say Drake May. He's got a great chance to be really good. The guy that's got the chance to be incredible and great to me is Jaden Daniels. He's also got a chance to be not that great, right? I'm parsing it up in a very overly simplistic way. So that variance scares some people. It doesn't scare me. I'm not worried about the downside.
Right.
Does that make sense? So I don't care about being safe. I don't care about solid. Hey, for the sake of argument, let's say people comped Drake May to Dak Prescott. That's a top 10 quarterback. That's awesome. That's not a dude that if he's making $50 million, you can just book an NFC title game appearance. See what I'm saying? Like, you're going to be caught in that spot. I want the...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If he's on your roster, you're going to a conference title game. Mahomes-level type stuff. I know there aren't many of those guys.
Yeah.
I'm looking at that tier, which means I'm the least risk-averse I could possibly be when it comes to making a selection.
I mean, yeah, now we're just parsing up comps or kind of how we view the guys. I don't think that's accurate to Daniels, though.
Oh, not at all. But I guess that's philosophically all I'm talking about. I was being... Forget about the specifics of the example.
Yeah. The question for you guys then is, as we open up the MGM National Harbor listener lines, the latest version of now pro days, which you would think matter, more info has come out, more details have come out. Where are you at? Who do you want them to take, or what do you want them to do at number two overall? 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Here's a fair question I think we could ask.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think people's minds are going to change at this point. In politics, as an example, I think most people, if you are affiliated with or kind of a party person, you're either blue or you're red or whatever, you're not hearing anything now that's going to change your mind on who you're going to vote for this fall, I would guess, right? There's some of us that are more in the middle that are independents or whatever, where you could go in either direction based on hearing something that matters to you. But I think by and large, people are aligned. I think on this, there's a bunch of people who have liked Daniels all along, a bunch of people that have liked May throughout the process or whatever. I don't know if a lot's going to change with a pro day or with a meeting or because you hear something or because Tom Lavero's writing a column about Jaden Daniels' mom or because someone says that Drake May, well, I'm making something up, but, you know, Drake May
never had steak.
Eats too much barbecue, yeah. You know, whatever it is. Like, I don't know if you're going, oh, I got to add that to the equation. Now punch in my algorithm and it spits out. Oh, no, it's a new quarterback now. It's a different guy. I all along, my computer's been telling me to take Daniels and now it's saying May. I think people are probably dug in, but it is a good new benchmark and mile marker mm-hmm. here. A month away, pro days, meetings with the team, seeing how they interacted with the players a little bit on the field. Who would you prefer them to take? 800-636-1067. Do you think people's minds can still be changed or they're open to that?
I'd say maybe. Maybe. Like, I think, but the majority are probably in that I've now made up my mind, I've decided this is where it's at, and the only data I'm seeking out confirms that, right? I think that's how people are these days, right? Because you can find whatever information you'd like to support your case, I'm sure. So, I do think there's a portion of the population, though, that's whatever they do is the right thing. They're in that mode because this is new brass, new leadership, Harris Ownership Group, Adam Peters, Lance Newmark and company. Whatever they decide is the right thing. So if it's Michael Penix at two, that was the right call all along until, you know, proven otherwise. So they'll swallow whatever pill they're given from the local franchise. But for the most part, I think you're right. The data points are kind of logged and, you know, I don't think anything else is really going to change someone's mind unless there's some sort of major red flag that develops, whether it's an off-field issue, whether it's an injury, something comes up in medical, then maybe you get someone to change their mind, I suppose. But none of the data that typically comes out from here on out where no games are played, there's no more bowl game, there's no national championship, there's no tournament or anything. It's private workouts with shorts and t-shirt and reports from scouts that are there.
Just thinking about the feeling in studio. It's no wonder to me that it's always so close when we take calls on this
mm-hmm.
in terms of quantity, number of people in both camps or whatever. Like right now, about 2,300 votes, 43.5% are saying May and about 40% are saying Daniels, which is within the margin of error, if you will, to use a political term. It's neck and neck. But in studio, like you would take Daniels, I would take May. I think, Ryan, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you've said May. I think you would take May. And Darius, I thought you were a Daniels guy, but I just asked him a minute ago, and he said he doesn't care and he never wants to hear anything about it again.
Is that a good summary?
Getting that right?
It's a pretty good summary for the most part. Yeah. Now, I would say if you're in
the right business, by the way.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it feels good being on the fence.
Yeah.
It does. It's much more peaceful here. If you hung me over a bridge and said, pick one now, I would probably say Jaden Daniels.
Okay.
Yes.
Why are you... Because I talked to you about this a little bit before the show. So I have a feeling, I have an understanding of your feelings, but our listeners don't. You're not over this out of anger about either one guy. You just can't stand to see the fan base at odds because you're too nice.
Yeah, the fan base being at odds has just kind of put me at a boiling point and annoyed me to the point where I'm just kind of over the whole process, which sucks because I should be excited about the potential of us getting...
You should be so giddy.
I should be... Absolutely.
You should be Josh.
A month from now, the Commanders
I don't know
are
if I want to be Josh Giddey.
Well, no, yeah, no, I take that back.
A star quarterback. A month from now.
Yeah. Should be great.
Enjoy this.
I will. But you know what I'm going to enjoy? I'm going to enjoy my team's new shiny GM making that decision for us. Because I have no influence on who he's going to pick. You know,
oh.
who he's going to... He's going to make the pick, and I'm
You're
just going to trust.
You're doing that bit.
I have to at this point.
It doesn't matter what I think. I'm just a fan.
Are we walking on the stage and picking that player?
Well, no, but we could do that about everything that ever happens.
You're totally correct.
Never have an opinion on anything at all in sports. We'll see you guys never on the Grant and Danny radio program.
You're totally right. But you know what I'm not doing? I'm not fighting other people because I don't like Drake May as much as Jaden Daniels or vice versa.
That I totally get.
Yeah.
Completely understand that. You're also way deeper into like Commanders X than I am, where you're like seeing the interactions of fans.
It is not a great place to be, I'll say that.
Yeah, so many of them have yelled at me or called me fat or just whatever it is over the years. I don't see any of it anymore. It's all muted to me.
Why do they love attacking weight, by the way? That's just so unnecessary.
Because I'm a giant fat guy. It's so easy. Like, it's the easiest group to attack. You know, what? We're just going to lay there and take it. What do you expect? Danny. Jaden Daniels.
Daniels for me.
And I are kind of in lockstep on the other side. You're Jaden Daniels, but you'd be fine with May.
Oh, 100%.
I'm May, and I'd be fine with Daniels.
Yeah. I'll be happy either way.
I'll go one step further, and this is where we'll disagree. I'll be fine with J.J. McCarthy,
too. It's a no from me, dog. Not a two. You got to trade back.
Get me a quarterback. Show me potato quarterback. G&D on the Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.